This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street production. You've discovered your link to GoPowerCat.com's PowerCat Overtime podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor, and it starts right now. Now, let's go to the WTC Gig-Powered Studios. Here's your host, GoPowerCat.com publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to your weekly dose of stupidity. It's the PowerCat Overtime Podcast every Friday, except last week when it wasn't on Friday, at GoPowerCat.com. It is Friday now, or maybe Thursday night, whenever I release this. And we are the podcasting trio of Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, and Ryan Gilbert. We have added a Second Life of Fitz podcast this week. We will probably do the same next week as we give you a break from asking us questions. Maybe we'll have two Life of Fitzes and a questions podcast next week with an overtime because you've been good boys and girls. Speaking of good boys and girls, they all go to the fridge after they're 21 and they get liquor and beer and other things like limes. I think they still have limes. I bought lemonade there because that's what I do. All my ice tends to come from the fridge because it's good ice. Ice, ice, baby, get to the fridge. Buy your stuff on the app. This is really robotic, Zach. I think I'm caught in this. I can't get out. Help.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. No, Will Robinson. Danger.
You're still muted, Zach.
I had to cough.
Yeah, I saw you cough, and then you forget to unmute yourself. Oh, well. Yep. Good morning.
I started my music, too, accidentally.
You started your music?
Yeah.
I did a 580s show the other day, and I just loved those guys, and they asked me a question, and they started to answer something else, and I reached up to my AirPods and tried to put on the noise canceling. Didn't hold down long enough, and I hung up on them.
Oh no!
I got so much to learn about my iPhone. So much to learn. It's troublesome. This is the first, literally the first piece of technology I've bought. And it's mostly the AirPods doing it to me that have made me feel old. And one of the things that I have, issues I have is like when an incoming call comes in, the accept and decline buttons are reversed from the Samsung. So
really?
Sometimes I decline when I mean to accept because it's just a habit to hit that side.
I feel like
it's tough.
Green left, red right makes sense. I don't know.
It's so tough. It's just, folks, my life is just... It was a good week of a Life of Fitz. Wyatt was awesome. Wyatt is also going through confinement. He pretty much rides his bike in his basement, it sounds like, and eats his wife's pies. It's a very interesting edition of Life of Fitz. I haven't talked about pie that much in probably years or maybe ever, but it was strangely comforting to talk about pie. Hey, have I ever mentioned to you, Zach, that pie is one of my least favorite words in the English language? Pie.
I don't think so.
To me, it's like moist. Pie.
Would you stop rambling?
And then Claire Coggins went up last night, and she's just fantastic. And she's now reproduced, so the world is going to have Coggins overload. How are the questions this week, guys? You both read them. I haven't.
I feel like they're decent. Pretty good.
Should we just dive in and get busy?
We should just dive in.
Here we go. Your questions from Wabash Station. Here's Ryan Gilbert.
From the Dot 2, 2020, WTF.
That's the perfect question. By the way, if you don't know, WTF stands for why the fun. Why the fun? Why are we having so much fun? I know. I mean, now they found a squirrel carrying bubonic plague.
Stop it. You're scaring me.
So, I'm just really feeling good about this. And I haven't checked today. Has the big story on the Redskins dropped yet? That was supposed to drop today or maybe Friday. Apparently.
What? That they were?
Apparently there's a whole Jeffrey Epstein element going on inside the Redskins.
Wait, what?
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
Dan Snyder's connected to him or something, and there's been... Remember the story from a couple years ago about mistreatment of their cheerleaders and making them take topless photos? I think it went a lot farther than that, and everything the Washington Post is supposedly about to destroy Mr. Dan Snyder and the Washington football franchise.
Huh, I haven't heard about that.
I did not hear that.
And the reason why he finally gave in on changing the name was try to appease his minority shareholders who were all rebelling on him. But, yeah, there's a lot going on, apparently. But I think the Washington bubonic squirrels is a perfect mascot. I mean, nobody else has it. Why would anyone else have it? I mean, if you're not going to go with murder hornets, which is very good, but other people are the hornets, the bubonic squirrels is pretty fantastic. Anyhow, 2020, screw off.
We're only halfway done.
I know. Give us something good here as we come down the home stretch. Just give us football and college basketball. Give us all of our sports. Please, let us have something. Please. Please. Anyone else have any input on this? I'm going to cry.
Not really. I don't really want to talk about conspiracies.
You're not into that, are you?
Oh, no, I love conspiracies.
So then why don't you want to talk about them?
Well, this one's kind of strange.
Well, you've already brought it up, so go ahead.
I guess, yeah, I can't tease you now, but this whole Wayfair conspiracy is intriguing.
Oh, my God, yes.
These expensive cabinets with girls' names on them. I don't know if I don't really believe it, but is it
okay? Let's
fill people in. Intriguing, it absolutely is.
Let's fill people in. Apparently, there is some connection between Wayfair product lines, product codes, naming of things, and if you take certain codes over to another site and plug them in, you get kiddie porn, basically. And maybe it's just Wayfair's not in on it. You know, maybe someone else is. You can copy the code and use it on your site, I guess. But I guess it's a way to share photos. Hey, look at this couch I found that's $2,000 on Wayfair. And they know to copy the code, take it over to the other site, boom.
See, I thought it was a whole trafficking element. Yeah. That, like, they come in the cabinets.
I don't think so. I don't know, man. It's... There's so much going on right now. There's too much. 2020, go away. 2020 sounded like a cool year, you know, like a new guy moved into your elementary school and his name was like something cool, like Jean-Claude Zazazal. I don't know. I just think I made up that last name. Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. And he sounded really cool, and he ended up being a total douche. That's 2020. 2020, you're a douche.
From Riley Gates, look at it glass half full. Glass half full if the college football season is canceled/postponed. How will you spend your Saturdays?
Well, the rumor is there'll be NFL. Rumor is NFL will move into those time slots. So we'll have more NFL on TV. Instead of having a bunch of blackouts on Sunday that you don't get to see, you'll have a load of games on Saturday that you can see, which would be okay. I mean, if you think about it, if the NFL would do that, we could have almost every game on TV. Not almost every, but a number of games on TV. You would basically have probably an early game, mid game, late afternoon game, a night game on Saturday, and then a couple games on Sunday, and then a night game on Sunday, and then another game on Monday. You're at 7-8 games. I don't know. It'd be kind of cool, actually. But other than that, I probably will spend my Saturdays plotting the demise of Riley Gates. We can all agree on that. We can all pitch in. Everyone can pitch in on plotting the demise of Riley Gates. Anyone? Zach, you got big plans for Saturday this fall? Oh, Zach just left.
Where in the hell did he go?
I asked Zach a question, and he disappeared. He just ducked out. Yes, Gills, you got any big plans for Saturdays?
Not really. I don't know how I'd feel about that whole NFL thing, though. I'm kind of a fan of just being on Sundays, you know, and they have those games on Saturdays, you know, late in the year. I'm never a big fan, so I like the Sunday games. But as far as Saturday goes, sleep in. I mean, that's really my go-to on Saturday, no matter what, but nothing big.
Zach's computer crashed. We're going to continue without him until he rejoins us. I think it was just a excuse to go poop.
That's not right.
That's what happened. Zach's like, oh, yeah, I got a crap. And he just signed off. What's your thoughts on school? You think you're going to be back up here? What?
Obviously, I'm optimistic, but, I mean, with everything going online, you know, Kansas just said that they're going to be, you know, the state of Kansas said they'll be going on, they're postponing it until what, Labor Day? So
yeah,
every day there's something new. So we'll see. But I know a lot of my friends have had some of their classes go online.
Man, that was weird.
Well, hello there.
My computer, like, fits froze. My touchpad wouldn't work. I hate that when it, like, when your computer fails, it locks up. You can't click down. So everything's just locked, and it just goes black. I'm just like, great. And then it just rebooted. I have no clue what happened. It was freaky.
I was asking her a question, and I don't. Yeah. I just think you didn't like the question, and you left.
That's what I'm. I think that too.
How dare you ask me if I have plans for Saturday in the fall without college football? I am leaving the chat. Bye.
I think Wayfair. They're on to me.
I know.
Somebody's listening.
TikTok, they finally got your data.
Finally.
Yeah, it's all out there. They already have it. The Chinese government has already reviewed his data and found him utterly useless to their purposes.
Well, if that's the case, they served me a very intimate ad. I'm flattering, but intimate.
What, on TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, do tell, Zach.
I was advertised a certain product, but the large version of the product.
Oh my God, it's perfect!
Have they seen me naked? I wonder.
Wow, well, good. That's nice. I'll never get served that ad. But enough on that. Give us college football. Let's make this point totally moot. Next question.
Nice. Oh, wow, we're just go right into it.
From Autumn_Cat, if you were the college football grand emperor and the decision was solely yours and yours alone, you are above the law. Would we play college football? And if so, what restrictions would you impose?
'Cause I'm free! Free falling!
I would wait till the end of the month. I just tweeted this. I think by the end of the month, we're going to have a better idea on death rates, hospitalization rates after this surge in cases or known cases. And if those don't match up to a drastic rise, I know they're going up, but so the numbers as a whole. But if they don't match up and we feel like that age group for the players is better than most, which it is, apparently, I'd give it a shot. I'd give it a shot. I think my only restriction would be everyone would be forced to wear shields inside of their face mask, which I asked Kansas State if they were ordering. I think it was a product from, what is it, Shut the helmet maker. They came out with an attachment that goes inside of your face mask, and it's basically a plastic shield, which I think makes a lot of sense. But don't know. It's going to be very, very interesting if they do it. I just think the threat of lawsuits will shut everything down. I think they'll be so hesitant to be sued. And unless, and this has been discussed, unless the federal government offers some kind of wide-ranging protection from entities, you know, sports entities and other entities from being sued for people getting exposed to the coronavirus while attending a game or playing in a game, I don't know how the university will do it. Just don't know.
What I would do is make the season either make it longer, or make it shorter, go like have a 2-week period between games. So week on, week off, week on, week off, or just try playing it as in as little time as possible. Like do 5 and 6 day turnarounds. I think a 6 day turnaround is probably reasonable to do. 5 might be a little too tough, but a 6 day tournament or turnaround, just, you know, going Saturday to Friday to Thursday to Wednesday to Tuesday to Monday to week off to Saturday, you know, just,
I don't know. I do think going conference only is intriguing. Just get rid of, you know, you mentioned Gil's school as a whole in the state of Kansas now getting pushed back a week. You know, you can push back the start of college football a week or two, certainly, and at least a 1 week, and then get a little more spread between your games. Maybe get 3 weeks off during a 10-game schedule. I just find it interesting the Big Ten picked 10 when they have 9 conference games. I mean, they said we're going to play 10 conference games. Well, you have 9. Why didn't you just pick 9? So I think they want the ability to play 1 non-conference Power 5 game. That's just my ongoing belief that the 10th game would eventually become K-State Vanderbilt or Michigan Notre Dame, that kind of game. I don't know. If we don't see a huge spike in the death rate and hospitalizations, and we don't see any real change in the age demographic of this disease, I would advance to the next phase, which is camp. I mean, you need to then go to camp and see if when you have everyone together. You know, right now everyone's doing stuff in small groups. Let's get everyone together, see if it works.
Hell yeah.
What you just mentioned, though, like a few minutes ago, Fitz, and I hope you're right, but you're saying that you're optimistic that we have more data, you know, we're better equipped, we know what's going on with the death rate and the cases and stuff like that, and I hope you're right, but, I mean, that's been the case literally since March. You're like, okay, we just got to get through these couple weeks or this month, and then we're finally going to get things under control, and I just don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. So I think we should play football. That's my opinion. But I just – all this false hope, it's just – I hope you're right, but I don't believe it.
Well, the thing is we have a spike in cases. Now, you can question that if it's because of all the testing, which I believe it's all that testing. But also people – I think it's a combination. Also people got too casual. This does spread. Now, there's no way to argue that it doesn't spread pretty easily because people are turning up positive. But with that said, if it's not as deadly to the people, the age group to which it's spreading right now, which appears to be like your demographic, Gills, and Zach's demographic, even though he's kind of old now. Sorry, Zach. I tend to think if the hospitalization and death rates don't skyrocket like the caseload, then you can make an argument that we shut down to flatten the curve, right? We were worried about overwhelming hospitals and overwhelming morgues. And just because it's happening in one area, I don't think everyone has to lose life as we know it. But I'm leaning towards let's go for it because I don't think we're going to see the kind of horrific increase in the death rate nationwide that some have forecast.
See, I think that, Gills, to your point about, you know, waiting for the data, you know, a couple more weeks, you know, I kind of agree with you, but recently there is a new data point. Masks are required across the country for the most part. So I think that if masks are required and people are wearing them, I think you're going to see whether or not that mandate is working. So I think that this is a case where you have to wait for more data on that.
Boy, but, when Walmart goes in on the mask, it is nationwide.
Yeah.
I got to wear a mask. Well, I don't want to wear a mask. No. My rights.
I would not want to be a greeter at Walmart. Let's put it that way.
They need to hire all the bar bouncers that are out of work right now.
That's about the truth. About the truth.
The humans will be right back.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina. Yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls.
Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
Next question from Adam K63. Excuse me. Voice crack.
That's right. That's perfect.
Would drinking
Adam.
A Busch Light apple beer be a healthier beer to drink than a Busch Light?
Hold on. There's an apple beer now?
Yes.
Apparently.
Hey, that sounds disgusting.
He's absolutely right.
I don't know. If the apple is natural flavored, or even if it has a sliver of apple, I don't know, nutritional value, then yes, it should technically be healthier. Jeez. If it's sugar and artificial flavor, then no.
Zach nailed it. That's it. It's probably all sugar and artificial flavor. But if it's got natural apple in it, I'm going to buy some Busch Light apple and count it as a fruit serving.
If you had a Busch Light apple a day, would that keep the doctor away?
I don't know.
See Zach flexing.
I know. He was flexing.
I was stretching. It's still early.
Yeah.
Got to stretch.
It's the crack of 9:30, 10 o'clock. yeah, that doesn't sound good.
I'm with you. I second your opinion.
But if you like that Busch Light apple, get to the Fridge Wholesale Liquor. They'll have it, along with the other Busch Light flavors, feet and dead mice.
Can't wait.
That was an ad. That was just an ad I put in. Busch Light feet. Tastes like real feet and Busch Light.
Please stop that.
From Wizard 6294, what big game animal in North America would you like to hunt for?
Mountain goat.
Wow, he was quick with that. That was kind of creepy how fast he was.
Mountain goat. Well, I mean, what other big game is there in North America? You know?
First, let me say this. I am not opposed to the harvest of animals. Hunting is a thing you do. I would not hunt for a number of reasons. One, I don't want to kill an animal like that. Two, it involves a loud noise in mornings. I'm not into either of those. if I was on my own and needed to actually survive and collect meat, I would hunt. There's no doubt about it. I am very opposed to trophy hunting. So if you're just out there looking for a trophy to hunt, I want someone to hunt you. I mean, if you're looking for the perfect, the healthiest bison or something to have mounted, or grizzly, I'm not a fan of yours. If I had to, it'd probably be a ram.
Well, that's a mountain goat.
Is it technically a goat?
I think it's a mountain goat.
I think goats are goats and rams are rams. I don't think you're going to buy a ticket to go see the Los Angeles goats.
I feel like this, it's mountain goat, not just a goat.
Bah.
But I feel like this is your Dodge affiliation here.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I feel like there's some subliminal messaging there.
Gills, what would you hunt?
As I pull up a list in front of me, I'm trying to think of what the most intriguing name is. A mountain caribou, whatever the hell that is.
Huh.
They have alligator on here. Can I do that?
That's
I'll
not
save
bad.
The city of Manhattan.
That's not bad. Hunt a giant gator down in the Cajun Country. Yeah. It's not bad at all.
I feel like America doesn't have any big game, though.
For alligators?
I feel like big game. I just...
Or just in you general.
Know, you can watch... There was some show on, what, A&E or History? I don't know, whatever. The Swamp People. That's all they literally did. They literally set up little baits on the side of the... Set up, you know, traps up on the side of the bank, and they'd shoot, and like, oh, dude, damn alligator. I got me an alligator. And they just shoot them dead, pull them up into the boat, and take them back and sell them. I don't know. It just seemed very... I feel like a big game, it's about the hunt more than it is about the animal, I guess.
I
guess about the chase.
I think you should have to do it with like a bow and arrow or a knife or maybe your hands and teeth. That would even it out a little bit. Like Zach's out there trying to hunt a mountain lion, you know, and a giant cougar is chasing him. And Zach's got a pair of toenail clippers he's going to take it out with. I think that evens the score quite a bit. And plus, Carol Bascom has treated your boots so that you're ready to be attacked.
Just treated them.
Treated
That's what we're going to call it.
Yes. So that she's rubbed them with a specific oil that attracts tigers, lions, and apparently mountain lions. Mountain lions scare the hell out of me because they're encroaching on, you know, non-traditional areas. I mean, we see them around Manhattan. I haven't, but people have. It's kind of creepy because those are big animals. I'd hunt one. I'd hunt one with Zach. Make Zach go first.
He's right, you know.
Because it's all about the chase, right?
It's got to even the tables a little bit. If you got a scope on your rifle and he doesn't even know you're there, are you really hunting it or are you just picking it off and he has no idea it's even in the game? It's like... I just declared I've got a 14-0 lead on Gills in a football game, and he didn't even know we were playing. You know? Does it seem fair? Probably the bubonic squirrel would be high on my list.
From I Like Pickles Cat, what are your top five favorite liquids? It's also noted, no trying to make a sixth product with the allotted five.
So no suicides at the fountain.
My favorite,
darn it.
Favorite liquids. Water lemonade. What else I drink?
Vodka.
Well, yeah, probably specifically Citron Lemon Vodka from Absolute. Woodford Reserve. And, Pacifico beer. Those would be my five liquids I could survive on for life. Right there, because I could do exactly what you said. I could put, you know, the vodka, the lemon vodka into water or into the lemonade. I've got some flexibility here, guys. I can put a splash of lemonade into the beer. Man, I'm smart.
I got to go. I don't want to get like into like brand specific, but like water for sure. Sports drinks.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll get brand specific. We know what your answer is.
I mean, well, right now it's Body Armor, but I don't want to limit myself. I guess this question is not if you could only drink these five for forever. So sure, Body Armor right now.
What's your flavor of what's your go-to right now?
I have Tropical Punch right here. Blackout Berry's the best though, but they don't sell it in the small ones. They only sell it at the gas station. I don't really like paying $5 for a Body Armor.
I'm with you. You're on my flavor list right there.
Flavor team.
Yeah.
Definitely Red Bull, and then beer. Oh, you forgot 5-Hour Energy.
Oh crap! Oh no! I gotta give up. I'm gonna give up. Oh, what am I gonna give up? Oh no, I'm gonna give up Woodford.
My fifth one, either Limeade or Lemonade. Sonic Limeade for sure, but I feel like Lemonade should be allowed. So I'm gonna take a sixth one. Yeah, take that, Pickles. I made a sixth out of just a regular drink, not out of the allotted five.
Gills?
First and foremost, you got to have some water. And then I'll go apple juice, orange juice, lemonade, and what's another healthy drink?
Black tar heroin? Oh, that's sure. Not a drink. That's not,
we'll go with that.
It's a liquid.
You can make it a drink.
Come on, Gills. Quit being a good kid and list your booze.
Used to be, okay, but I mean, I'm just a natty light guy, really. I'm pretty simple, but I don't have much sugary drinks or Gatorade or pop, anything like that anymore. It's just not good. It doesn't make me feel good. So I usually just drink water or fruit juice nowadays. That's about it.
It's kind of impressive that all of us don't really drink soda.
Yeah, I'm trying to get off it. If I have anything, it's Sprite. Or once in a while, I'll have a Mountain Dew because I need a little bit of caffeine. But I don't drink any. I don't drink any dark pop. I gave that up in college. Anything with the dark coloring is not good for your body. Except for root beer, it doesn't have the same. I can't think of what the acid is they put in it. But yeah,
citric acid.
No, it's...
Everything has that.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. Know. I mean, it's literally... I mean, you've heard the stories of troopers carrying a liter of Coke to clean up a roadkill because it'll eat the blood and guts off the road because it's so acidic. Phosphoric acid is what it is. It helps it get that dark color. And what convinced me was when they told me when it goes into the bottling plant, it's in a toxic material truck, so it's toxic when it's in the truck, and then they put it in your pop, and I'm like, and once I gave up the dark pop, my stomach problems, I was having really bad stomach problems, those went away. It was just eating me up. So but root beer doesn't have that in it, strangely enough. I'm not a huge root beer fan, but in a pinch, if there's root beer with caffeine, I will go with that.
Here's your chemistry lesson.
There you go.
From Wizard 6294, are the Chiefs the Super Bowl favorites for the next 4 years after signing both Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes to long-term deals?
I don't know why we're sticking with 4 years and maybe like 400 years, the next millennium. I don't even know what that. I don't know if that's accurate. Until the end of mankind, yes, they are. Because at the end of the 10-year contract from Patrick Mahomes, we will have an ability to rejuvenate him, and science will catch up, and the Hunt family will make sure that he can be reverted to the 23-year-old version of himself when he's 35, and we'll start all over again. But yes, I think the Chiefs are a front runner now for the immediate future.
I just like that they're probably going to be a front runner for longer than the Royals were in the mid 2010s. Yeah. Like the Royals really only had three, maybe four seasons where they had a shot at making the playoffs. The Chiefs are essentially locks for the playoffs every year now because the AFL West or AFC West is pretty bad. And now you have the best team probably in the AFC and then probably the NFL. So I think that it's reasonable to think that they can compete for Super Bowls every year.
I agree. It just shows the difference in how the leagues are financed, that everyone's on a level playing field, basically, with the NFL, with salary caps and ability to pay. And Major League Baseball is not even close to that. So a team like the Royals got to load up and hit the right mix of guys, and they did it, thank God. And now they're back to start and hoping to get there in another 5, 6, 7, 10 years. It's sad. That's the thing I don't like about baseball, is other teams can just go out and buy all the players they need and make a run.
Kind of a side note, I can't believe Bubba Starling is only now in the majors.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of surprised that he didn't give up baseball.
Me too.
And pull a Brandon Whedon and go to Nebraska, or even go to like K-State or somewhere, you know, around here, and play quarterback. It'd be interesting. I mean, I guess he still could do it. He still has his eligibility, but man, he was going to be something else in college football. Then he decided to play baseball.
And the one thing I haven't really agreed with what the Royals have done, it seems like every time they make a trade lately, they pick up another outfielder, and they are just loaded with outfielders. I mean, they're just, and they want Whit Merrifield in the outfield, and it's like, I don't know how Bubba Starling is going to make this team. Maybe he will, but if you're only going to carry, you know, five outfielders at most, gets, and Alex Gordon refuses to retire, it gets a little hairy. I don't know how you're going to work this out.
From Wizard 6294, thoughts on the new 2021 Ford Bronco?
That's cool. I like it. I don't think I would buy it, but if I was younger, I'd buy it. I'd look at that and I think I couldn't get in it. I mean, without carrying a stepping stool around. But I think it's cool. I always liked the Bronco. I'm glad they brought it back.
I think they look very cool, but they are very expensive. I think they start at like $30,000 for a base. I feel like that's a type of vehicle that needs to start low 20s, brand new.
I agree.
It's not a – then again, I feel like it feels like a car that's going to be limited production almost. Like, I feel like it'll hold its value really well if you buy one and keep it in a good condition. But – they do look cool, but I will not be buying one. I will stick with the Altima.
Yeah, maybe they're like going for, you know, the weekend 40-year-old guy, gal with some assets that, you know, not their main car, but they bang around that in the weekend and they go up in the mountains and, you know, they've got a regular car at work in. I wish I was in that demographic where I had money for an extra vehicle because I'd have a vehicle like that. I'd have a vehicle that goes really fast, and I'd have an old pickup truck.
I feel like they're going for the Jeep people.
I agree.
Like a little, like I'm a little too good for a Jeep Wrangler person, because that's about the same size. Like I can have doors on my car person.
They're not going to get Jeep people. Jeep people, it's a cult. And I have good friends in this cult. So,
yeah.
From Chris 66204, which do you prefer, six of one or half dozen of the other?
This is a really good question.
I hate this phrase.
I know, it sucks. I'd probably prefer half dozen, whatever the thing is, because I don't have the one.
I'd rather have six of one because the half dozen of the other confused me as a lot as a kid. I included this question because I absolutely hate this phrase so much. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Just call it a 50-50. It's a 50-50. Your choice. What would you do? I don't know.
I'm so confused.
One or the other.
I don't know what to pick.
It's just...
I'd take the six biggest eggs. That's what I would do.
From King Jim 77... what's the first significant historical event that you can remember in your lifetime that you can vividly remember?
This is a great question. And I got to Google real quick.
For me, it's the home run derby, or not home run derby, the home run race in 98 between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. That's like the first, definitely like sports thing that I like definitely remember. Because I remember, you know, watching Sports Center every night. Oh, you know, they go back and forth between who's gonna, you know, hit the most. I remember that was a lot of fun to follow, but that's probably like the earliest like memory and like historical event, I guess. It's not, I mean, sports historical, yes, but I don't know about like life and America historical. I don't know, but that's definitely the earliest I remember.
I'm trying to do my research here on Wikipedia, but this page is unbelievably long.
My answer is just what we're going through right now.
Right now. This is it. This is your earliest memory. Huh. Wow. That's life started when you joined our team. I was trying to look up what moon landing would be because I remember it so well, but I was at a friend's house and I guess this isn't helping me. I mean, I remember a moon landing going into his house to watch that, which would have been between 69 and 72. So,
it was probably an early one.
I mean, I was born in 64. So all of them happened when I'd moved to Salina in 68. I'm really not for sure. Yeah, it's one of them here. But not sure if it goes back to 69. I remember one very vividly, yeah, being in the Renfro's house. So I'm not sure.
Because I would have been 5 in 98, summer of 98. So that'd probably put you, that moon landing would probably put you about 5 if that was the first one.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's because, like, when I try, like, remembering, I'm like, well, do I remember the 96 Olympics being in Atlanta? No. You know, the 96 election, I don't remember. So there was probably a time in like 97, 98 was really where I remember stuff historically. Crazy. I can remember stuff from before 98, but like nothing like important, I guess.
Have you watched the Richard Jewell, the Atlanta bombing movie?
I never did. I meant to watch it.
Yeah, you need to watch it. It's very interesting. It's that poor guy, what they did to him.
And then even when the movie came out last year, there were some, the Atlanta paper or something, they even said, like, we defend what we did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like, they came out and it was just like, it was weird that they, it was pretty clearly, I don't think the movie might have been sensationalized a little bit.
It sensationalized the reporter. It implied she slept for stories.
Okay. But I think that they stood up a little too hard for what
they did. They basically were arguing, we just reported what sources told us, but they really ruined this guy's life.
I'm gonna go back and change my answer. Hurricane Katrina or the investigation of PEDs in sports with, I guess, Congress was investigating. I didn't know that really happened, but I remember it was just a huge deal. So those are in 2005, according to the internet. So,
put you about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, 6.
Yep. Born in 99. So,
yeah,
those are kind of the earliest memories that are impactful in the world for me.
Okay.
Another question from King Jim at 77. If you could be a young adult in any era of American history, what would it be?
A young adult, probably based on my musical tastes, the Beatles and that era, the hippie era, was just fascinating to me. Just fascinating. I probably would want to be a young adult in Laurel Canyon right when the music scene all hit. That's probably what I'd choose. I'd probably smoke a lot of weed with them. And, but I have no musical talent, so I'd have to like carry gear and set up drums and stuff.
I'd probably go like World War II era.
Wow. Really?
Really? Yeah.
I mean, that would put me right in as being a soldier in the war, you know, but I feel like as far as American history, I wouldn't want to be, I don't know. It's the late 30s, early 40s are kind of shaped modern times, I guess. It's shaped, you know, the last however many years. So that's probably what I'd choose if I had to pick like a real like historical place. But I'd almost want to be a young adult now, like being, well, maybe not young adult, but like being a teenager now, like with technology. I feel like people my age, millennials and kind of later, or, you know, that kind of late generation of millennials, we had some of the stuff that's now like social media and whatnot, but like I don't think that it would be much more easier to be a kid now with the amount of technology that exists. And I think that it's a lot more beneficial now, I guess. I don't know how to put that, but it'd be easier to be a kid, I think, with technology, more technology and access to it. Like I didn't have a smartphone until sophomore year of high school and it was a BlackBerry. I'd love to have an iPhone at seventh grade or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people have it easier now. Kids have it easier. But I feel like that's just me being old now. Like, oh, you kids are going to have it easy. You have it so much easier. I feel like not having a smartphone is going to be our generation's walked uphill both ways in the snow 15 miles to school.
True. Gills?
I like my childhood. I mean, it was awesome. Like, there was technology, like video games and, you know, the internet was coming around and stuff like that. But I wasn't like glued to my phone 24/7. Like, you go out to a restaurant or something now and you'll see just little kids and they're not even engaging in any sort of activity with their family. So, you know, we had an outdoor, you know, we played sports in the yard. We did all that fun stuff. I feel like that's not as much of a thing anymore. You know, right now in today's age. So, you know, early 2000s, I think I'm very blessed to have that childhood. Disagree with you a little bit, Zach. I think technology is just too much at this point for the kids. Like, they're not getting the true.
Sure. I don't disagree with that. I'm just thinking, you know, tools.
See, I don't use TikTok, so we're just going to have to, you know. The last question of the podcast from King Jim 77. What skill do you wish you had?
Woodworking. When I was in school and they offered shop, I was never interested in it, didn't want to do it, blah, blah, blah. I wish I could really had all the tools and the ability to be woodworking. I really wish I had kind of that craftsmanship abilities. Zach?
Mine's music making, like being able to write songs, especially like digitally.
Me too.
And this kind of goes to my previous answer about you know, wishing I was, you know, a kid now or something. If I had, like, my parents, they made me take piano. I played band for a few years up through middle school. Like, I had a decent music background as a kid, and I didn't appreciate it as at the time as much as I do now. But if I would have had, like, you know, a MacBook and being able to get on Logic Pro or, you know, do, you know, just dink around like that, or like even GarageBand, I feel like I would have been much more interested, and I feel like it'd be easier to get into that. And there's kind of like a gap there between interest and, you know, taking the time to learn something. So that's something I wish I had, was being able to make music easily.
Zachy Eilish. Gills?
Be better at sports, I guess.
Really? That makes me sad. That's a sad way to end the podcast.
That's about all I got. I don't know if I want anything else.
That's sad. Hey, that's it for the Power Cat Overtime podcast. Gills just admitted that he is unathletic. Interesting. Take that home. Tell your mom about it. I don't know why you would. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Power Cat Overtime Podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor. Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street Publishing.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.